see yourself. Can I have a little bit of light on the audience, please? I've got 3 seconds, I can't see anyone. Hey. Okay, we're going to play a bunch of new stuff, a bunch of old stuff. We'll just see how the evening progresses. I was happy for a day in 1975. Stayed with me all day in 1995. My brother had confessed he was gay. It took the heat off me for a while. He stood up with a sailor friend. He made it known upon my sister's wedding day. Got married in a rush to save a kid.
sense, you know, I need a little bit of light in the audience, because what am I going to write my diary? I came to Portland and all I saw was the blackness. God, I know I've been here, so that's much better. I mean, you can come down a little bit, you know, but I just want to see a few faces, or else I'm just singing to the void, you know, and I could sit in my bedroom and do that. I don't know how the rest of the band feel about that, but I hope that's okay with you.
Thank you.
paying clients as well as everything else. Oh, it's so nice to be in a city where you can breathe the air. Actually, I was just going to... Yeah, the beans pointed out, apparently your air is the third worst in the country. And so I have to quickly back step on that. But the funny thing is, in your local paper, the Oregon Onion, as beans pointed out, can you trust a paper called the Oregon Onion? Oregonian. Okay, Oregonian. The big headline was, Oregon Air, third worst in the States. I'm paraphrasing, something like that. And it's like, whoa, shock, you know, because you probably think it's a righteous state and you're breathing good air and all that kind of shit. But the funny thing is, they followed the story up the next day with another headline on the inside that says, actually, Oregon Air isn't as bad as we said it was. I sort of read the story and it was claiming that your air is only the third worst because you take better records than everybody else. So, sorry, Lucas, can I have some light in the audience? I'm talking to the void. I'm a stand-up comedian or something. So what I'm trying to work out is, was this all an elaborate plot to make you feel good? You, the people in Portland, feel good? Or is the paper, do they just like to build a story up and then, Anybody from the paper here? Anybody reviewing the show? it's gonna be a great review now.
Shit!
This is a really old one. I don't know, it could be terrible. But... I left my school and I left my job.
Thank you.
kind of knackered after that.
How are you feeling, Stevie?
Double thumbs up.
With bells on.
Never stop.
someone in an interview today asked me what percentage of fiction are the characters in the song to fact? And I said 26%. But it's a kind of variable, it's a kind of curve. But this one's probably, yeah, this is probably about 26% real. 74%. No, actually, 26% real, 34% made up. Teenage fantasy and 15% boredom.
Hello everybody, I'm Stevie.
Now I look at the set list and I see that we're going to do a song which we played the last time we were here. Which was a memorable day for terrible reasons, but we played this song. It's called Portland, Oregon. Yeah! And, it's your song. We've actually never played it since, so it's kind of conceptual. We only play it in Portland, Oregon. That's great. We kind of relearned it at the sound check, so we'd like to do it for you, and we respectfully dedicate it to all of you, especially my friend Janet. Thank you. How's it going? Gotta get the tempo right.
We just need someone from the Oregon Tourist Board to make that their anthem. It's a good one. It's kind of to the point, but at the same time, it's very cheery. The whole time when Stevie was singing that, I was seeing like all sorts of things that tourists do. You know, when you come to Portland, you know, like jet skiing and jumping on trees. I don't know what you do for kicks, but I had all this cartoon. They're getting fucked up in class 8 rocks. Actually, there's not much of that. I don't know why I said that. That was gratuitous. I'm embarrassed.
play behind the piano.
There's a portrait in a back room we took it for hard days apart. It's Harry Lent and it's 4 hours on the muscle skin and bone. My son imaginary friend. Show me please how I will look in 20 years. Let me please interpret history in every line and scar that's painted.
For somebody, see how it goes.
Stop.
What's wrong with this place? She must be missing a magnetic force or something.
Just take it easy, man. Just take it easy. Take your time. I know endless West Ham songs.
It's not the guitar that's winding me up, is he bloody whistling?
Alright, next time, Dead Silence, you're on your own.
Which one's the volume of the Steven? Okay, we got it. Jeez, I'm tired out and bloody. Thank you.
Your colors glow.
Thanks very much, everybody. We'd like to do a song now from our first record. Have a look. And it's side two, track four.
Yeah.
like to carry on now with a song from about 5 years ago. It's called Jonathan David. Second. Okay, Sadie? It's important to be in tune, don't you think?
I think somebody's going to unchain the guitars. Oh, actually, damn, I forgot something I brought. So, look, it's going to... Let me see the audience. No, I forgot, I bought a load of underwear. I was going to, I was interested to see what would happen if we tossed underwear lightly into the front row. Yeah, this is kind of broken. A pair of socks. For the lads, yeah. But, no, I was in American Apparel just off the street and I was buying underwear from a girlfriend and the woman was looking at me really funny. You know, I bought all this underwear. And I was trying to make up an elaborate story in case she said something like, "That's a lot of ladies' underwear you're buying." And I said, "Well, you know, I'm in a rock and roll band," and we try to turn the rock and roll myth upside down, and so I was going to throw underwear into the audience tonight. But I didn't get to tell her that, so I'm telling you.
Oh, Ella, who are you talking to? Us are you talking to? Well, you just organize yourself and we'll get on with introducing the band. Well, that'll be Mick Cook on Trumpet and Funny Noises. Tonight in dressing, I see. I've been looking around.
And then that's the dress, people.
Yeah, can I see you again? I want to have one last look because this is our last song. It's such a desensitizing sort of experience. Sort of, you know, they put you in a little coffin on a bus and they drive you to a funny place and then you come out of the coffin and you play some songs to some darkness and then you go back in your coffin. Yeah, I'm really drunk about it. So, yeah.
Judy wrote the saddest song. She showed it to a boy in school today. Judy, where did you go wrong? You used to make me smile when I was young. And Judy was a teenage rebel. She did it with a boy when she was young. She gave herself to books and learning. She gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know yet if you're gonna show me everything. Judy, I don't know yet if you're gonna show me everything. Judy died at the Tesco. She went under the bells with the torch. Fell asleep till it was morning. She dreamt about the ghost on the halls. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. Judy never felt so good except when she was dreaming.
Judy left a foreign
Oregon down there, you know. Something like that. It's not the Beatles, it's unpleasant. But it's cool. I mean, come on, we don't get to see you very often. You do whatever you want. Speaking of doing whatever you want. Okay, interesting. One at a time, some lucky ones. Thank you. This is Amy, and she's Mark's just getting a little pair of headphones so she can hear herself. But she says to me, she says, forgive me if I forget the words, but you and me and everybody on the stage knows that it's more likely to be me that forgets the words. Why don't you sing in Bob's microphone? Can you hear me? Yeah.